Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my phenomenal co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here live in the studio getting ready to bring, as we do every Thursday evening, we're about to bring some fire. Let me give us our guest call-in number right now. It is 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. I want to invite all of us who are listening live, as well as those who are listening on the archive, to become a follower of the show. If you go to our show page at www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw, click on the icon right below the icon of the show, and you will become a follower of the show. And also, if you want to message us, let's say you have a question, a comment, a concern, you can message us. Also, there is a button right below the follow button where you can send us a message. Wow, tonight we celebrate almost 10,000 listens, Sadie, of Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. Is that not amazing?
It's amazing, but I'm not shocked because, you know, we've got some good stuff going on here, and our listeners are definitely great fans who support us. They know what we're trying to do, and they're behind us all the way. Thank you, guys. We couldn't have did it without you.
Thank you, guys. Definitely. We're so appreciative of your support for those who listen live, for those who make the sacrifice to stay up until midnight. We thank you. For those who listen on the archive, we are so greatly appreciative. And we want to wish everyone, even as the 4th of July closes out, we hope that you had a wonderful and phenomenal way. And you know what? Thank God for freedom. So, Sadie, tonight's topic is why all the love for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Real, Relevant, Raw family, wild the love of this reality, and I'll put reality in quotes, reality show, that is really about relationships. And that's why we wanted to talk about it tonight. It is a relationship reality, quote-unquote reality show, with some people who have reached, for some would say, icon status on cable. Let me just say this, that Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is the number one watched cable show by African Americans. Let me just give us an overview of the cast, the characters as we get into the topic tonight. We have Stevie J, who has this on-again, off-again relationship with Jocelyn, who is an up-and-coming Latina artist. We have Stevie J's baby's mama or baby's mother, Mimi Faust, who has an on-again, off-again relationship with Stevie J. Then we have Lil Scrappy, the Southern rapper, and his baby's mother, Erica Dixon. Then we have Mama D, who was Lil Scrappy's mom. We have Rashida, who was nominated for Best Hip Hop Artist Award at the BET Music Awards that occurred this past Sunday. And we have Kirk Frost, her manager husband, and they're having their tension. Then we have Kay Michelle, who seems to be the bad girl of the bunch, and her friend Carly Reed. And then we end up with DJ Tracy Steele, who I understand has a radio show in Atlanta, and her baby's father, DJ Baby True. And then finally we have Benzino, who's a media entertainment entrepreneur, and we have Arian Davis, who is a Southern-based mix. Solid shit. And I got to tell you, I have to be honest, that the first time I saw Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, to me, it just totally turned me off because, in my estimation, at that moment, all I saw was dysfunctional relationships. But then, I got to confess, everybody, then something in me just said, you know, let me just check it out. The following week, I got to admit, I was sick. And so every week since then, yours truly turns to VH1 and watches Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
What day does this show come on?
Say that. I believe it comes on Monday night, and they show reruns throughout the week. Do you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I'm sorry?
Do you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I've never heard of any of those people you just described. Little Scrappy. Who is that?
He's a southern rapper. Little Scrappy.
Really?
Seriously.
So, now, when you say a southern rapper, does that mean that his songs mostly come out down in Atlanta? Like, for example, with Jay-Z's CD that was just released, I believe it came out everywhere. Does Little Scrappy stuff only come out down there, or just am I just not up with the times here? Is he out here too?
Let me say a couple things. First of all, you are up with everything that's going on. And even though you may not have watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I consider you a very real, relevant, and raw, but not raunchy, individual. Let me break this down a little bit. Now, anybody who doesn't know about Southern rap, the other phrase is Dirty South. So the Dirty South, whether we're talking about Lil Scrappy, whether we're talking about Lil Jon, who discovered him, whether we're talking about Ludacris or Master P, it is that genre of rap music that came out of the southern states that, in a real sense, I think was probably in the late 90s, in the 2000s, kind of overtook hip-hop. So Lil Scrappy is part of that subculture of hip-hop that popularized what is known as the Dirty South.
Okay. And Lil Scrappy's on the show, apparently, because he's in the South and it's hip-hop of Atlanta, right?
Exactly.
Okay, now he's on there with his baby mama, you said?
And you know what? He has a baby. Let me just correct myself just for a second. Erica Dixon's not his baby's mama. Erica Dixon is his girlfriend, and I forgot. Y'all remember Bucky from Flavor Flav show? Well, Bucky, at least that was the name on Flavor Flav show, is Lil Scrappy jump off. Now, can you see?
Wait a minute, he has a jump off on the show too?
He has a jump off, yeah, named Shay. Shay is the old Bucky from Flavor Flav show.
I don't know who that
Flavor
is
Love.
Either. I know who Flavor Flav is. I just don't know who Buffy is or what she did on Flavor Flav show.
Yeah, so you had, you know, we had these cast of characters who have these intertwined relationships, on again, off again, love, hate, baby, mama, drama, music industry going on, and each and every week you kind of get a different flavor, a different look, a different set of these cast of characters are being featured, and it is, Sadie, as I said, the number one watched show on cable by African Americans, and it probably, well, the scandal's on network TV, number was number one. So it's listed. Whatever anyone listening to may think about it, it is the number one watched show. So the question becomes, why all the love for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Sadie, we're going to go to a song, and we're going to get back and talk about this a little bit further. No Church in the Wild. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Prime 112 behind the double doors. As I rewind the devil's laws, pass cross the course, your life lost, patience, virtue, I heard that you're the boss.
Woo!
Your inform is correct, now give me enormous respect. Corner the game, record label on his chain, right hand on the Bible, watch the flow catch flames. Margiela's on the feet, now you riding with a lame, Margiela's in the Jeep. All the little homies wanna eat, huh? But we never settle beats, so settle your debts before there's any regrets. Gino do the graffiti and Black Vandal with the tech. My girls say that I'm a mess. DJ Khaled say I'm the best. And my city do too. 20 in the trunk, that's how city boys move. 8.9 out of crib, got a view. Mandarin manicure, DEA in pursuit.
Woo!
Champagne in the Rolex Rosé. No church for a D-boy, let's pray.
Human beings in a mile. To a guy, to a non-believer who don't believe.
deep, cause blood in the streets. See the stains on the money, no love for the weak. Where it rain, never sunny, just mud on the beach. With a hater stick to you like mud on the cleats. Thanksgiving with them birds, just drugs for a feast. Young and only 13 with a snub in his sleep. Even though it's hot, cold, he in love with the heat. See the high desire to the floods in the feet. From the bottom out Philly, I emerge from the east. Peace. At the dealer talking Bugatti talk. You never heard it like Illuminati talk. Tell them haters that it's my mama fault. Breaking bricks, you would think we talking karate talk. Junk with old money. Never trust a trucker that's telling me hold something. Never trust a trucker
that's telling me hold something.
The weatherman
master
ain't
flexion.
Never tell me about your cold summer.
Master
tears dripped on my dad's casket. Turn me into a bastard. Clock 40 on me is plastic. Get the reaching, I'm squeezing on him and clapping. And I ain't talking about assembly. I'm talking headshots when you won't remember me. I asked God, please remove my enemies. I was surprised when I lost that was friends of me.
Human beings in a mob. What's a mob to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in
listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Tonight's topic is why all the love for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, which before our musical break, I've mentioned that it is the number one watched show on cable by African Americans. Let me give us the guest call-in number one more time. It is 646-716-7031. That's 716-7031. And let me just say this before we go on. We are not here to promote or to vilify Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We are here to discuss it because it is really a show about relationships. And as all of us know who listen to Real Relevant and Raw, we are here to help us have better relationships. So, baby, not having watched the show, and given the fact that it is the number one watched show on cable by African Americans, why do you, what is it? What is the appeal of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I'll be honest with you, I cannot answer that question because I need to find out more about this show. I know nothing about the show. Now, you were telling me about Little Scrappy and you were saying that he has a jump off. Little Scrappy, does he have a main woman as well on the show?
His main woman is Erica Dixon, and ironically enough, they were engaged, and she broke off the engagement because he has had a fidelity problem. In other words, he can't stop cheating. As a matter of fact, he what I just said, he can't.
He can't
stop cheating.
Scrappy be tripping on that show. Scrappy sound like he be having fun.
Listen. Let me tell you something. Shay confronted him.
That's his main woman?
That's the jump off.
Oh, it's the jump off confronted somebody? What kind of crap is this?
Confronted him. Listen to this. Maybe two episodes ago. Check this out. Approximately, I think he said 6 days before he got engaged to Erica, he was having sex with Shay. Can you believe
what?
It? Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm starting to see why my peoples like this show. Not that I will still watch it, but I'm just saying I can start to see what the attraction is. Now, okay, so that's Little Scrappy. And what else? Who else is on there?
Oh, my God. But I'll tell you what. Shady, we have a caller.
Caller. Woo, woo, woo.
All right, so let's take this call, and I will give us the cast of characters one more time. Caller,
hey, what's up?
We are live on Real Relevant and Raw. Who's calling tonight and where you calling from?
Yo, this is AJ from Georgia.
AJ, how you doing, my brother?
I'm the good. I want to mention something right quick.
All right, say hello to Sadie Sharp, my co-host, before you go on.
Oh, hey, what's up, miss?
Hey, AJ.
See?
All right, so AJ, what is your question or comment tonight? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, no, thank you. I was checking out something the other night on BET. I was flipping through and I'm checking out, and it was an original movie, I think, with Gavin Union in it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name.
I saw it the other night, Being Mary Jane, yes.
Yeah, and the thing is like this. The issue I had with the movie was this. Name me three things that are positive in that movie. And it felt like it was every stereotype in the game to me, from the fat black chick that's pregnant with the light-skinned dude, to the chick who, okay, I'm still someone's sperm. Then
what?
Another scenario where, okay, the black dude is no good, can't do nothing. It's like, not, okay, I know not everyone's like that, but I'm like, okay, enough of it, I'm tired of it. And that's like, okay, what do y'all view on that? That's kind of like just something that kind of irked me.
Well, AJ, I'll tell you what, because this show is about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, why don't you make a comparison between what you saw in Being Mary Jane, and I did happen to watch that movie the other night in Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Do you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
No. I know a lot of people told me about it. I know the concept of it.
Do you not watch it because you kind of feel as though it does the same thing? It's like a bad... Yeah? Okay, that's where I thought you were
Absolutely.
Going with that. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like, I feel, for example, I've been told in the clips I've seen on TV a little bit, like, they have the black chicks, like, just snapping the dude face, and they got kissing them, like, nothing's wrong, and it's like, and this is what bothers me. People act like that's, like, it don't affect people, especially teenagers, when they see that stuff, and, like it's normal, when nobody says, okay, the entertainment. You can't separate one, too. The same comparison to that Mary Jane movie where people, like, it's just entertainment, but if there's, like, no counterbalance to it, people are going to think it's normal, think it's right. Like, no. In my opinion, we got the power to change that immediately. If we put our views and stuff positive to me to counteract that stuff, it won't be, like, okay, the only option. Because if you put something, let's say, like Love and Hip Hop, and let's say, like, R&B Divas and crap like that, they're throwing almost everyone the same, whatever. If you put that on, there's no counteract to it. That's what everybody's going to see as, okay, it's what black people do. It's the only way you know better than that. But if that's the only option, that's weird as a Mary Jane. But it's like the same way to me. It's like, okay, well, the black chick, still, like, it kind of gets me, my opinion, desperate. Like, we got to do something. Like, the end of the world is like, can you stop with it? Like, we know better than that.
Mm. You know, AJ, you raised an interesting point, and I think what has to happen is that those of us with conscience, if you will, need to be able to provide another option. You know what I mean?
AJ, where are you at in Georgia, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm, like, northern, like, about northern, like, close to, like, Carolina, like, South Carolina a little bit, like, close.
Okay. Now, how would you say what you've experienced is different amongst African Americans in your community as opposed to what they're showing on Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta?
It's interesting you say that because while I've been in school and stuff like that and working in places like that, a lot of women, like, and I'll be honest with you, what I've seen, some emulate, not all black women emulate, but it's like this, and I'll break down less this way. If you take, let's say, 10 black women,
mm-hmm.
right, and I'll see where I'll stay at, and if you pick, okay, let's say 25 your age group, between, let's say, 25 to, let's say, 28, you put them out right there in your neighborhood. About this is no joke. 60%, 6 out of 10, will be just like that.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, and I've been here a long time, so I know like this ain't no.
Wow, that's more than half.
Yeah, and I'm like, am
wow.
I proud of it? No, and I accept it. No, in my opinion, like it's a choice. Like, and the thing that kind of surprises, like the people who aren't like that, they don't go in on it.
Right.
And I'm like, you might want to go in on it, because if you don't do that, that's silence is acceptance to me. If you're silent about something, you're accepting it because you're not counteracting to it.
Mm. You know, AJ, I want to invite you to listen to the rest of the show, because at the end of the show, as I don't know if this is your first time listening to Real Relevant Raw. If it is, we appreciate you listening. If it's not, then you know that we really get into what it takes to improve relationships. And I would say the last 30, 20 minutes of the show, we're going to begin to analyze what Love and Hip Hop Atlanta really depicts about relationships. So we definitely invite you to hold on, and we do thank you for your call.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You have a good night, too. So, Sadie.
Thank you, AJ. If you're still listening, thank you so much. And I'm not sure if you caught it at the end, but we were asking you to hold on or either call back at the end of the show so and comment some more when we get to, like, breaking down the relationships. Thank you so much for your comment.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. So here's one who called in, Sadie, who really says Love and Hip Hop Atlanta actually is doing more harm than good, not only in terms of what it depicts about the African-American community, but also what he said, it seems to be influencing young adults.
Making women act like that, want to emulate that,
Exactly.
I could see that. I mean, I think the 70s kids, you ever notice that the 70s kids are some baby-making family mama hummus? Did you notice that?
mama hummus.
Some baby-making mama hummus. It's like, you know, the 60s kids slowed down with all that baby-making stuff, you know? They were like, all right, two kids per household. Freaking 70s babies came along and started getting it popping again. The 80s kids is not having that either. It's the 70s kids. But you know why? Think about what the 70s kids were watching. Mostly family-oriented shows. So now, if our kids are watching things like Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta and all this other rigmarole, what are we in for, Michael?
I think we may be in for some trouble, Sadie. Before we go on in the conversation, let's go to another song. And Poetic Justice, Kendrick Lamar. We'll be right back, everybody, and we'll continue our conversation about love and hip-hop Atlanta. You're listening to Real Relevant.
Every second, every minute,
talk,
man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit. High maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really want to know you all. I really want to show you off. Dot, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she want to go and party. She want to go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. Then a good game, home and sorry. They say conversation, rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the front. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me, mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind, P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just what you.
Why there's so much love for the show.
Talk to me, Sadie Sharp.
As much as we probably don't want to admit it, Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta is probably a better depiction of the African American community than the Cosby's. Oops, did I say that?
Oops, Sadie Sharp. Now, see, I almost cussed Sadie Sharp. I gotta say it. You know, listen, I could be a little vulgar myself on Thursday, and I said, "Oh, Sadie,
you better behave yourself.
Are you starting some shit now, Sadie?" see, Sadie, I was waiting for you to set it off. Now,
I'm sorry, but think about it. He said, "I'm sorry." He, the young man who called in,
don't apologize,
AJ. AJ said himself, 6 out of 10. That's more than half. Those are high numbers. Now, Michael, I want you to think right now.
I know.
Out of all your friends that have children, how many of them were married and how many of them are still married?
Not many.
All right, then. So, do people have a tendency, is this the number one show amongst African Americans because they can relate to it? Is that why? I mean, come on, let's just think about it. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. We've been through a lot. We were in suppression longer than any other race, and that includes the Jews with Hitler. While we're going there, we've come out, we've come a long way. Okay, so, I mean, if this is the end result that we have some faulty relationships, then God darn it, I think that's good being what we went through. So I'm not putting my people down. I'm just saying. Is that the reason why this is the number one watch show? Because African Americans can relate to it. I mean, you sit around and watch the comedies, you get pissed off after a while.
You know, Sadie, it's interesting. I'm gonna put out some reasons why, and they mess with you a little bit. Number one, I think it's entertaining. You know, listen, fault me, y'all. Say that I'm anti-intellectual, but I'm not. But it's entertaining, and why is it entertaining? Because it has all the elements of good drama. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that it is a good drama.
No, man, the Cosby's had drama, and so did Good Time.
You know what, but not really. From the moment you see what happened the week before, last week, on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. To the show, to tune in next week and see the following. And you can tweet it, hit us up on Facebook. Listen, from the moment it comes on to the moment it goes off, there is tension, there is drama, there is conflict. And listen, I watched the Cosby Show, don't get me wrong, and you know, I think the Cosby Show,
I guess Theo's trying to hide his bad grade on his essay.
Exactly. It does not compare to Mama, to K. Michelle. I'm the bitch who will knock a bitch down. I mean, that's what she's saying. You can't compare the two. You can't compare Rudy or and I forget all of the thinking about having sex to Shay tell a little scrappy, and you know they bleeped out the F word, so I won't say the F word.
Shay be cursing scrappy out.
What? Come on. That's how we was fucking 6 days before you proposed to your girl, nigga. You know, I mean, you just can't listen. You can't compare the two. And listen, by the way, listen, the Cosby Show back in the '80s was the phenomenal counterbalance to Good Times, and Good Times, Good Times was a story about a family in the projects, but it was a story about a nuclear family in the projects, and the Cosby Show was about a nuclear family in Brooklyn who was upper middle class. It was a good counterbalance to the whole blaxploitation era thing, but I understand that. Love and Hip Hop has all the elements of good drama, crisis, tension, conflict, the whole protagonist.
Is anybody married on the show?
Say it again?
Is anybody married on the show?
Nope.
Oh, they
no,
all
yeah,
baby
no, no,
mama?
No,
baby
no, no,
mama?
Sorry. I got to go back. I was wrong. Rashida and Kirk are married, but Rashida and Kirk, who've been married for 15 years, their marriage is on the rock.
Who are they?
Well, Rashida is an up-and-coming fellow, an up-and-coming hip-hop rap tress, and Kirk is her manager, husband, who it seems right now is tired of being married in part because it kind of insinuates in the show that he has multiple children, and also suggests by multiple women that Rashida is not pregnant and he does not want another child. So last episode,
how many kids do they have together already?
I believe they have one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entertaining. Let me just say this too. It's escapism. Listen. Now, escapism assumes that one is escaping from reality, but, you know, our caller suggests that it's really a reality, at least where he's from, and then you also suggest that it is a depiction, a somewhat accurate depiction of life in the community of color. Let me just pile before our consideration that it's escapism, and you know what? To me, Sadie, and I have to admit this, I tune in because in part I'm saying, I wonder what the hell is going to happen this week. What kind of drama, what kind of madness is going to happen this week?
You sound like you can't wait. You sound like...
Well, you know what? I can wait, but I can't wait. And I'm trying to not so much draw this out, but I want to go sequentially in terms of kind of the entertainment factor. And then we're going to go over now. You understand what I'm saying? But
now, Michael, I'm really interested because let me ask you a question, and I just want to kind of decipher the difference here. I know you, and I know that you don't like drama, you like to watch drama. Can you explain to me the difference there?
I can explain it, Sadie. And this is why I think we have this phenomenal chemistry, and we almost, like, take each other's thoughts, if you will. Because Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, it speaks to the voyeur in us, the voyeur. We want to see behind the curtain we want to see behind that silhouette, for me as a man, of that woman who we say, I wonder if she naked, I wonder if she dressed. We want to see behind the curtain. We want, there's something in us that wants to see behind the veil. We want to observe other people's drama, even though we don't necessarily want drama ourselves. So I think for me, that is the entertainment factor. And then it has all the elements of what we call reality TV. But let me just say this. I just want to suggest this, and this is part of kind of shifting gears a little bit. Reality TV really is not reality TV because the fact of the matter is it's edited, it's scripted. They may not be professional actors in the strictest sense of the word, but it's not really reality TV. It's TV about people's lives that have been edited, shaped, scripted to enhance the drama effect. So what do you think about it?
Michael, do you think that Love and Hip Hop is popular just amongst the African-American community? Because I do not think that's the case. I think it's popular mostly amongst the African-American community, but I've also heard people who are not African-American discussing this show.
Well, see, the thing is, again, the only statistic that I am aware of is that it is the number one watched show on cable by African-Americans. Now, I would think that because it's VH1, which is a multicultural channel in terms of its programmatic offerings, and because, of course, you can get it all over the world, I'm sure that not only persons in the community of color watch it. So, I mean, it also begs the question, then what is an entertainment factor overall? I think it just gets back to the whole reality TV. I mean, reality TV, whether it's Ryan Seacrest, who's one of the producers of The Kardashians, or other shows, it's that. We like to see conflict. We like to see drama, whether we are African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian, Indian. We want to see that. And I think its elements are right smack dab in the middle of that genre, which we call, and I think to some extent falsely so, reality TV. So let's go to a song. Let's go to one more song before we end the show tonight. Can't Hold Us by Macklemore, and then we're going to move on and we're going to get into what does Love and Hip Hop Atlanta have to tell us about relationships. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrack busting. Halfway across that city with the back crush shit. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you, yeah. I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I gotta hit it in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer now. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people now. Sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Welcome back to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. Tonight's topic is why all the love for love and hip-hop Atlanta. And I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, listen, we're about to shift gears a little bit, and we're about to turn the heat up. I'm going to light the fire, and I know you're going to set it off. Now, again, let me just say this. I think Sadie and I have built this show on good content, relevant topics, and the music that we play, I think, doesn't hurt. We're gonna get into this topic a little bit deeper now. Last 15 minutes of the show. Sadie, check this out. If I was to assign a subtitle to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, this is what it would be. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, : men who feel like they can treat women any way they want to, and women who, for the most part, enable them to do it.
Is because, that what goes on the show?
Listen, let me, I got to tell you, whether we're talking about CBJ and Jocelyn and their relationship, whether we're talking about CBJ with Mimi Faust, his child's mother, whether we're talking about Lil Scrappy jumping off with Shay, whether we're talking about Rashida and Kirk in last episode, he was up in the cabin in the mountains of Georgia getting it in with two women at a time. Whether we're talking about Tracy Steele and her baby's father, DJ Baby Drew, who, when he wanted to borrow $25,000 from her to start his footwear business, you know, she came over and he had another, she think he had at least maybe two women in his apartment. So it, and Sadie, this is the interesting thing. You know, we fall back to the entertainment factor. We begin to analyze the relationships that are going on, and I tell you, that is what I observe. Men who feel like they can do anything they want to the women, use them, abuse them, curse them out, call them the B word. All
really?
Listen, there was one episode when CBJ basically said to Jocelyn, you know, listen, you can't break this contract. I own you. You signed me for 7 years. Basically, you were a hoe. Come on, what? I mean, it was that kind of. He didn't use the H word. However, that was the whole vibe. I'm trying to tell you, Kirk, last episode, basically told his wife, listen, two episodes ago, then to the last episode, basically, listen, I didn't want to be pregnant. You stopped taking your pill. I know I pulled out. You know, you pregnant. It's not my problem. We can't afford this break in our business progress. You need to get an abortion. This is real. You know, Lil Scrappy was screwing Shay, at least from what she said, 6 days before they got engaged. So, again, not judging them, just looking at the depiction of relationships. The subtitle that I would assign it is men who feel like they can treat women any kind of way, and women who, for the most part, enable them to do it. And say the thing is, these are attractive women within their industry. I would venture to say these are accomplished women, right? And I'm just going to put back in my notes because I want to make sure I get the name right. DJ Tracy Steele is a well-known disc jockey in Atlanta. And the first couple of times I saw her interact with DJ Baby Drew, it's almost like, you know, even though they weren't together for 7 years, even though he is having sex with other women, right, there was still this longing in her to somehow have she and their son be a family. And I'm saying to myself, you know, when he asked her for the loan, there was no, well, let our attorneys meet, and maybe, again, that was edited out for the entertainment factor, but there was no business-like approach to the arrangement. It's almost like, I love you, I still love you, and I'm going to give you this money. honey, because I still love you, because I hope that after I give you this money, you'll change and we can be together. I'm keeping it real. Say, you got just to see the depiction of relationships, you got to watch the show at least one time. But that's the subtitle I would give it. Men who feel like they can do anything to women, and women who, for the most part, enable them to do so. And the reality, Sadie, and I know you know this as a relationship expert, there are men and women who behave just like this.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's one of, I mean, I'm not trying to insult the African-American community, but unfortunately, this sounds more of like a reality than an insult. I think sometimes when people who watch the show that don't necessarily live this lifestyle, they just a little bit embarrassed because your coworkers are watching it and friends who may not be part of the African-American community are watching it. And it's not just the African-American community. It's just popular amongst, you know. But, I mean, other communities have it as well. I'm sure it's popular amongst the Latina community. And, you know, other African-Americans are not the only ones with babies outside of marriage and cheating. I mean, a mistress is usually a man who can afford to have two women have a mistress, so that's just definitely not just the African-American community. But it sounds to me like people actually watch this show to look for ways to deal with everyday life.
Well, you know what, Satan, I'm glad you said that. And before we shift in that direction, this is the thing. The classic critique among the intelligentsia and the middle class of our community is that too often we air our dirty laundry to the outside community. And I'm sure there are those who would level that criticism against Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This is the thing. And I want to say this as a male to any women who are listening tonight. And then I have something to say to the men, because I want to be balanced. Ladies, I'm speaking as a man. And Shady, I'm sure you can expand upon this even further. Ladies, men will only do to you what you allow them to do. The fact of the matter is, the female characters on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, with all respect to them, not judgment, not criticizing them, week after week, once you scratch below the surface and kind of take out the entertainment factor and look at it simply as a show about relationships, and this is what our show is about, these women allow the men to do what they are doing to them. Shay knew that little scrappy had a girl, had a woman, and yet she still slept with him and then got mad. Now, and let's take it out of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. For me, if that was me, I'd be like, you knew that, and I'm not defending what he did. And if I was in a scrappy situation, about to get engaged, but I had sex at my jump off, you know, what I would have said to her is, you knew the deal. You knew the deal when we laid down, so why are you getting mad now? You knew what it was when it was. So what? Ladies, men will only do what you allow them to do. Sadie, you got to jump in.
I mean, I agree with you 100%. That's for men and women. There's some guys out there getting played pretty bad, too.
Agreed.
And, you know, same thing. People will only do to you what you allow them to do. And there's a saying that you have to learn to live by. You have to watch people, and they will teach you how to treat them. And when they do, you have to make sure you're ready to learn. So 9 times out of 10, there are people out there who want some form of abuse in a relationship. So they're going to do one of two things. Either they're going to have you abusing them, or they're going to abuse you. But somebody's going to be getting abused.
So, Sid, you got it. Listen, I need you to speak to that. Because, again, you know, every show you say something that just explodes my brain matter.
Well, basically.
Why
some people, what I'm trying to say is some people,
why do they want abuse?
Starve if they don't get some bullshit. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, let's
got
to
feed them. They want to eat.
All right, listen, I hear you. The thing that you said that exploded my brain matter was this. Why is it that some people want abuse? Wait a minute. They want it? Why would anyone in their right minds want abuse?
Because people are creatures of habit. And if that's what they became accustomed to, then that's what they need to feel comfortable and feel that they're at home in their environment. And that's why it's very important for children not to be surrounded around drama and bullshit, because then that becomes part of their environment. So then when they grow up, they need that to feel right at home. All right, so you have to remember, all those children in these households that we're talking about are involved in part of this drama and bullshit. So what do you think they're going to grow up and become accustomed to and want to make happen?
Drama and bullshit.
Exactly.
All right, so Sadie, now, you've never watched Love and Hip Hop and Left.
Never.
And AJ and those who wait for this moment, we're here right now, you understand? So Sadie, what are you saying? Are you suggesting that the women, as well as the men, in Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, grew up in the midst of quote-unquote abuse, drama, and bullshit, and so that is not only what they're accustomed to, that is what they are portraying writ large, albeit for celebrity status and albeit for the most popular show on cable among African Americans. Is that what you're saying, Ms. Sadie Sharp?
I don't know if they grew up in it, but at some point in their life, they were introduced to it, and they liked it, and they need it. And no matter who they're with, if those women leave those guys, they're going to go get with guys that are just like them. Because that's what they like, Michael.
Sadie, I got to take a segue. I'm not going to go to a song because we have about 6 minutes left. But, you know, we're here to really help people with their relationships. And this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we are hosting Save a Relationship Sunday. If you are having issues in your relationship, if as you look at your relationship, you see that your relationship is just as bad or just like those relationships on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, we want you to call in. We're going to give you the call-in number right now, 646-716-7031. Call in this Sunday at 3 p.m., and we will be on the line, and we have devoted the entire show to help you with your relationships. That's this Sunday. Save a Relationship Sunday, 3 p.m., right here on Real, Relevant, and Raw, coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. So, Sadie.
Yes.
They want it.
They want it. Just like there's some women that are in abusive relationships, and they leave one abusive relationship and go to another. They want it a lot of times. They get so used to being abused and being in abusive relationships that a lot of times when they're in a relationship where a person's not abusing them, they don't feel at home, they don't feel comfortable. They'll do things to try to cause the man or woman, because there's some men who are the same way too. There's men who get abused as well, to abuse them, because that's what they start to relate to as love and caring. And some people relate to relationship. You're not in a real relationship if there's no drama.
Yeah, Sadie, you know, we've discussed this. We've got to do a whole show on this because, you know, at 5 minutes left, you have opened the door that if we try to go through it, we're gonna get cut off halfway in the midst of it. I mean,
People that like a certain type of person. I had one person just telling me the other day that she doesn't know what it is about her son, but he loves hoes. He just keeps running in the hoes. I mean, I'm not talking about small hoes. I'm talking about big time hoes. Now her son is still in high school. And he just started dating some girl. He was all in love with the girl and asking his mother for money to buy the stuff for the girl, and come to find out the whole football team hit it. Now, this is the third time this has happened to him, but there's something about him that he is just attracted to hoes.
Sadie, I gotta give something to the brothers because I don't want you to think that I'm here as a man. Man, basically, you as women, because I'm really not. What I like to bring is a man's perspective on this thing. Brothers, I got to say this, but I'm going to sound like a moralist, and I'm really not. And I hesitate to say that even share this with the men, but I got to share it. You know, men, listen. You could say, you know, I don't want to use any vulgarity. You could say, you know, the hell with these women. If they want a sex, I'm going to sex them. They want me to bang their back out, I'm going to bang their back out. If they don't have a problem running multiple women, I'm gonna do it. At some point, brothers, I gotta say, it's really about having a conscience and about having a soul. You know, realize that woman, even if she doesn't know what she's getting into, you know what she's getting into, and it's really about understanding that that's another human being who you may be damaging and or destroying. And I'm going to tell you something. I know women right now who are so brutalized by men that they are, I mean, literally crazy. Their whole psyche has been impaired because they ran up against a brother who just didn't care about it, did what they wanted to do and cast it to the curb. Granted, I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist. I'm a man like any other man. At some point, it's about having a conflict. At some point, it's about understanding the person you may be hurting, the monster you may be creating, the seeds that you may be sowing, and the baby mama that you may be developing.
Destroying, yeah. You just destroy a woman, you destroy a race.
Yeah, you know, and say that, got to be honest, you know, because I'm saying, like, you know, you're going to sound like you're getting on a soapbox, and I'm really not. Listen, I'm a man like any other man. You understand what I'm saying? But I think about this, and this is, and brothers, this is why I don't want any daughters, you know, because the thing is, and no disrespect, because I had a stepdaughter, you know, and I did my best to be a father figure to her. Then, you know, guys, we think about our daughters. We look at our daughters. Remember that Nas song, you know what I mean? He essentially said, damn, what did I do to other men's daughters that some man may do to mine? See, so I got to think about karma and reaping what I'm sowing. You know, with 2 minutes left, I'm gonna you know, stop my commentary other than say, guys, you know, one day we may have a daughter. And what seeds have we sown and what have we put in motion that may come back to us in the person of our daughter? Say that got to stop. Marcia, check this out. It's been a good show, I think.
Save Relationship Sunday. For more of Michael's good knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, check out his book, 7 Days to Change. Michael, tell him about your website because you know my brain can't hold all that.
Hey, say it real fast. Real fast, and I thank you for talking about the book, 7 Days to Change. If you have 7 days, as a matter of fact, if you have 7 hours over 7 days, I guarantee that you'll make a change. Go to www.7daystoachange.com/sales page, and there is a hyphen between sales and page. I'll give you that website one more time, www.7daystoachange.com/sales page. Say it's been a good show.
Yes, it has. Thanks again for the caller, AJ. And thanks to all of our listeners. Thank you for helping us reach 10,000. Keep listening. Let's keep doing this. We'll keep informing you, and you keep calling.
Listen, tonight's topic was, what is all the love, or why all the love, by Love and What? Well, it's Late Show. Why all the love for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We have come to you live with Real, Relevant, and More Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. We thank you for listening. Tune in next week, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.